You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Where Will You Spend Eternity? This tract is read by Adam Verner. This audio production is copyright 2011 and published by Christian Audio under an agreement with Good News Tracts, copyright 2010. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. On a late-night television show, a popular playwright was asked whether making a lot of money concerned him. The studio audience went dead silent when he answered, "No, what does concern me is the fear of dying." Most of us, like the studio audience, are too uncomfortable with death to think clearly about our own eternal future. But the fact is that one day, you and I will die. We can live in fear of the unknown, or we can take a moment to consider what the Bible says about eternity. It may be the most important moment of our lives. First, let me ask you a simple question that will help you personally face the issue. If you died tonight, where would you spend eternity? Most people, when asked that question, say something like this: "I've led a pretty good life. I hope that I'd go to heaven." But they're not really sure. Why are they willing to risk their future on wishful thinking when the Bible tells how they can know for sure where they will go after death? Perhaps because it's so humbling to face the fact that we are sinners in need of salvation. The Bible says that we are sinners because we all fall short of God's glory. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. In our natural state, none of us is pure enough to enter heaven. We need God's cleansing and forgiveness before we can come before Him. Entrance into heaven is not based on what we have done, but on what God has done for us through Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." John chapter 3, verse 36. Because our own anger is often selfish and mean, we may find it difficult to understand how a God of love can be angry. But God's anger is pure and just. As the supreme justice of the universe, He cannot allow sin to enter heaven. That's why God sent His Son to take the punishment for our sins, so that we should not have to face eternity in hell, separated from His blessings. Now, let me ask you the same question again. If you died tonight, where would you spend eternity? Are you ready to stand before God with Christ as your Savior, or are you willing to face His judgment alone? The choice is yours. If you choose God's way, you can pray something like this: "Lord, I am turning from my sin to your forgiveness. Thank you that Christ died for me so that I can spend eternity with you. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." John chapter 5, verse 24. Thank you for listening to this recording of Where Will You Spend Eternity? This tract was read by Adam Verner. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles.